Joining us now in our studios is Glenn Caster, who is the vice chair of Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, a.k.a. NAFRS. Glenn, good morning. Thank you
good
so
morning,
much for coming
Jeff.
In today. Hey, let's get, first of all, a report about how the facility and the fire department and everyone get through the weekend. Was there any damage to the construction areas? Or
no, the construction areas are in good shape. Mm-hmm. Apart from a lot of rain, but no damage to the building and no damage to the equipment.
Well, you probably haven't had a chance to talk with anyone yet, but it sounded like they had a busy weekend with
everything. They had a very busy weekend.
So we'll catch up on that when the dust settles a little bit more. But let's talk about the facility. The construction's continuing on. Is it everything on schedule now? Or?
Very close. So we're anticipating completing all this in March or April. On the detailed schedule, mm-hmm. we're about 2.5 weeks behind, primarily due to rain several weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, things are going well. Really not no large surprises as we tear into the building.
All right.
So things are clipping along.
Yeah, it was built in 1970, so it should have less surprises than the ones built in 1870.
That's right. Yes.
Let's talk about the new truck. We've talked about that in the past. Where are we at on that one?
The board accepted a bid for the truck from Custom Fire in Osceola,
okay,
Wisconsin. We've purchased trucks from them before.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a what's called a pumper. So it's usually the main truck that gets to the fire scene first.
Now, the company that you have, you're going to be dealing with, you mentioned you've dealt with them before. Do they build those trucks from scratch? Do they kind of a shell and then modify it to your specifications? How does that work?
They purchase a chassis.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't build the chassis, the hard frame of
okay.
the truck. The rest of it is built from scratch.
Okay. So they just have the components there and they
that's right.
modify it to however, whatever specifications.
Yeah, it's an impressive operation.
It sounds like that would be tough to do. I couldn't imagine. You must have engineers and people that really understand because there's, you know, it's not just a pumper. You know, you've got to have certain technical specifications along the way as well. So
Two things about the truck.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of it is $622,000.
Mm-hmm.
We will pay some of that early so we get a discount. So the net cost to us is going to be about $607,000.
Okay.
We'll get it probably next July. And the other thing that we did was we specified that it be virtually identical to the pumper we purchased several years ago.
Okay.
And the reason for that is it minimizes training.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't need to go through another training exercise to learn how to drive the truck or run the pumps and so forth.
All right.
So when it comes, it'll be ready to go into service right away.
Okay, good to hear. Let's talk about our program coordinator position. There was a motion to approve a revised position description of that particular job title. What is that? So what was the revision that was done, and where are you at as far as the hiring process?
Well, this is a one-year position, and we advertised it. We were expecting a consultant to come in for a year. It turned out that one of the firemen is excellently qualified for this, Sean Simonson.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll start October 1st.
And what will he do?
What will he do?
Mm-hmm.
NAFRS got started through this joint powers agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And because we didn't quite know how NAFRS was really going to operate, we sort of threw everything in the kitchen sink into the agreement in terms of what powers the board has and so forth. And some of that is not consistent with other documents that a fire department has to operate under, standard operating guidelines, and our bylaws and so forth. And we also have some administrative functions that just need to be documented and clarified. So it's going to be about 10 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
max, over the year. It'll help us prepare board packages. It'll help us go through documents and make sure they're consistent, change where we need to. Just basic things like who has hiring authority, who has signature authority, and so forth.
So he has to make his way through the documents that are with the state and what NAFRS has set up and align them? Is that what it is?
That's
basically
part of it.
Okay.
Right.
Now, he will not get to assign duties.
No.
As you had mentioned. Okay.
No.
But who is responsible for this?
No.
Or that? Okay.
And then there's other things. Mm-hmm. What documents would the city like to have go back and forth between NAFRS and mm-hmm. the administrators? How would they like board reports to be made and so forth? So
okay.
it's a lot of detail work. Sean has been on the fire department. He's a captain on the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows that side of things very well. And he's a city employee for Northfield. He works in the public works department. He's an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows the city side of things very well.
All right.
I think he'll do an excellent job.
And when do you expect to have all this done?
By
1 year?
1 year.
1 year? Okay. All right.
Maybe sooner.
Okay. Once again, we are talking with Glenn Castor from Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. We're talking about a meeting that they had just last week. Was it Thursday morning?
Thursday morning.
Before the storm.
Before the storm.
In and out of there before it all broke loose.
Yeah.
You talked about the special taxing district as well. There was a resolution involved with that. Tell us about that.
So right now in Minnesota, if a fire service like ours,
mm-hmm.
so we have multiple communities engaged in our fire service. If we want to set up a taxing district mm-hmm. and operate that way, we have to go to the legislature for special legislation.
Okay.
Cloquet did this.
Mm-hmm.
That is a real nuisance. So what the legislature is doing here, it's the Minnesota Fire Chiefs Association is mm-hmm. proposing a bill. This will be the third time around, so it should pass. That sets the standards for establishing a taxing district, just like a school district. So right now in the state, all the rules for setting up a school district are there.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to say, I want to do it, I've done everything, okay. Fire districts would be the same way. So it would become very simple for us to set up a taxing district as opposed to operating under the Joint Powers Agreement,
mm-hmm.
if we wanted to do that.
Okay. Now, under that proposal, who would decide that? Is it the taxpayers? Can people just go out and start their own taxing district? Does it have to be voted on? How does that work?
The way the legislation is right now and the way most taxing districts are
mm-hmm.
set up is the Joint Powers Board could set up a taxing district
mm-hmm.
and say, from this point forward, that's how we're going to operate.
Okay.
Or they could submit it to a vote, but that's their option.
Okay. And that was, I guess a little bit unclear about, a taxing district is, you're taxing everybody. And you want taxation and representation and things like that. So we don't vote on that? The people of Northfield don't vote on that?
Well,
you're just taxed.
You're being taxed right now.
Yeah.
For the fire mm-hmm. service. It just comes through your property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a sense, our accountability is less. We're less visible
uh-huh.
To the residents. With the taxing district, you get a separate line on your...
Okay.
Annual tax statement that mm-hmm. says fire district, $22.73,
mm-hmm.
And it's clear how much money we're getting and whether we're using it well.
Okay, all right. I do like that. Even the government doesn't like dealing with the government.
That's right.
I can certainly sympathize with that. All right, Glenn. Is there anything else from the the NAFRS meeting Thursday, or anything else going on with the fire department you'd like to mention?
No, I think you've covered everything there.
Okay. All right. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again next month.
Okay. Hopefully not after another storm.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a little more settled times by then. Glenn Castor, once again, Northfield Area Fire and Rescue co-chair, or vice chair, there we have it.